Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local business has expanded its services and now has a new name. Let's go in-depth with Todd Chambers with the McKay Group. Todd, can you tell us a little bit about the history of McKay Insurance?
Sure. Yeah, McKay Insurance was started in 1946 by Megan McKay's great-grandparents, Dan McKay's grandparents. Here in Knoxville, the family had owned a grocery store and switched over to an insurance business.
I bet it was a little easier to make that transition back then than it is now.
Yeah, I think that Dan McKay would be able to tell this story a lot better than I, but there was some regulation that came out and an opportunity arose for them to take over an insurance company here in town. And they felt that that would be better than staying into the grocery business.
When did the transition come to the new ownership that you're a part of?
Yeah, so Scott Ziller and myself purchased McKay Insurance January 1st of 2015.
Well, now it's 3 years, almost going on four. How's it been?
Yeah, things have been well. We continue to grow. We've made some modifications, some changes. For years, people thought of us as a allied nationwide homeowners insurance company. And we've changed that when we made the purchase of Knoxville Insurance. We added on just a whole lot of carriers and made ourselves really in a position where we can shop for everybody across multiple companies. We've got about, I'd say off the top of my head, about eight companies that we can shop your home and auto insurance for, and even more for commercial business insurance, farm insurance. So we've just kind of opened up options of what we can do for our clients.
So how does that work? Is that something that, you know, that you possess and the different agents, they possess in the back of their heads that, okay, this might work better for them? Or is there some kind of a computer algorithm that generates best options?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So there's a lot of knowledge of the intricacies of the different carriers, because some companies will say not want a wood stove, and another company might say, sure, we're fine with that as long as it's got these parameters around it. But then we also use a rater too, so we can, let's say you came in and we put in your information into this rater, and it will come up and give us kind of an approximate for what each of the different companies would charge you. And then that's where the agent's knowledge comes into play too of, okay, well, I know that this is going to be better for Bob because of his situation.
And you certainly have some background too in assessing what the plans are and if they're the best bang for the buck too. Do you look at that?
Yeah, for sure. We're not always looking for the cheapest. We want to make sure, you know, situations are all different, right? So we need to make sure that the coverages are there. Some carriers are better further away from town. You know, things that they look about is how far away from the fire department are you? Things that you might not think about if you're not in insurance, but where's the closest fire hydrant? And some carriers will rate different on those classifications than others. And some carriers are better. We know which carriers are better at paying out claims and different things. So we just take a look at what's the right situation for each person.
Right. If you know that somebody slow pays it and that you know that this person, that might be okay for them, but for somebody else that might not be okay, is that a consideration?
Yeah. You know, there's the whole billing systems. You want to make sure you try and get people matched up with the right company. There's just so many different options and everybody's different that that's where our agent's knowledge comes into play, and they can sit down with people and discuss what's best for them.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Todd Chambers with the McKay Group. And so with this acquisition and additional kinds of growth, you're undergoing a bit of a branding change and with moving to the McKay Group.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, so we just felt like being known as McKay Insurance, which is a great name, right? We're not going to change. We don't want to lose the history of the McKay name, but we just want to be known as the McKay Group as McKay instead of McKay Insurance, because we are a lot more than just insurance. Now, while health insurance is insurance, right, a lot of people don't think of us as that because they look at us as, that's where I get my home and auto insurance. But we want people to know that we're more than that. We have health insurance and life insurance and financial planning, and we've got this really cool sports division that works with clients all over the country. So we just want to bring that all in under one new brand.
Hmm. Tell me about the investment part. That's something, that's one of the new components, right?
Yeah, we've done that for quite a while. It's just, I think our insurance agents, or I'm sorry, insurance clients don't always know that because we're an insurance agency. Well, we also have McKay Financial Services, and we work with people on their retirement planning and life insurance and long-term care planning.
Is there something that comes with the integration of all of these different things that is good for the clients?
Well, I think we can take a step back and take a look at the large picture for people. We can make sure that they've got the right financial plan in place, the right health insurance, the life insurance, the long-term care, the home, the auto, if they have a business, if they are looking to pass on that business to family members or sell it, or just there's so many different things that we can do that we can all work together as a team. It might be that three or four of us end up working with somebody because we're working on them on their account in so many different ways.
Okay, and so then it can become the total package, and you then know a lot about all aspects of that person's financial life that you can say maybe there's a hole here, or maybe there's too much there. Is that
a
possibility?
Yeah, really. I mean, if we look at, you know, I can set somebody up with a great financial plan, but if they don't have the right home and auto insurance or the right life insurance or the right healthcare insurance, financial plan may go out the window if something catastrophic happens in one of those other areas. So really just need to take that broad view and make sure that they're covered in all aspects of their financial life.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Todd Chambers with the McKay Group. In a small town, we know a whole lot of people.
Right.
Does that help, or is it a hindrance when you know somebody? I mean, is it sort of an odd thing to know so much about somebody else's finances in a small town or their insurance situation? I presume that there's a lot of trust that has to be built up.
Yeah, there is, and it's really not odd at all for me. I take pride in the fact that we're helping people and we're protecting them in multiple ways. And, you know, as you said, it's our town. We know a lot of people, and you care for a lot of people. And that's really what's important to me, is to step back and realize that it's not just about selling insurance or selling a financial plan, but it's about protecting our friends and our neighbors and the families that our kids go to school with.
As a person, you can abstractly care about anybody anywhere that you might be offering services to, but it's a different thing when you see them at the ball games or concerts, and it would seem that that's an extra responsibility. Even though you want to be responsible to everybody, it's a different dimension.
Yeah, you know you're going to go to church or a baseball game and see these people, so you've got to be taking good care of them.
Are they going to let you know?
Yeah, they'll let you know.
Well, hopefully not publicly.
Right. Yeah, no, we don't have that issue. But there is some pride in taking care of the community, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just, and the thing that scares me the most with respect to what people are doing, if you just do it on the internet. I mean, that just seems not very wise.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people I bought this online or I did this online, and we take a look at it and maybe it's their home and auto and they don't have the right coverages in place, or they don't have an umbrella, or it doesn't fit their financial need. They may have some really low limits, but yet if something were to happen, they could be out a lot of money. I just feel it's important that you sit down with somebody that you can trust and make those decisions and not make them lightly. It's not something like shopping on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, and you have to build a level of trust, I suspect. But then you also have to know people in the sense that you might be able to say some things to me that you might not be able to say to somebody else. Does that happen where you have to be more cautious, or you, where you know some people want more of, I just want you to tell me what you think. And other people, you might not want that.
Yeah, no, there's definitely, that's probably true in about any industry of, there's going to be some people that want all of the advice possible and just tell you what to do, and others are going to come in and tell you what they want to buy. And then you've got the fine line of making sure that they understand what their risks are and if they're okay with those risks, of whether it be they tell us how much they want to buy for life insurance or their limits on home and auto or where they want to invest their money. Just different things that we have to figure out how to work with each person, because each person's going to be a little bit different.
Well, one of the interesting things has to me with the growth is seeing some new faces. When you live in a community and you see a business grow, that's sort of fun because it, or to me anyway, that it means that the business is prospering. That means more people have jobs. The community's prospering. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, for sure. I keep using the word pride, but really are proud of what we're doing here and continue to grow. We've got a great staff. Find joy in providing good jobs for people that they can work in their hometown or, not have to drive. And hopefully we can continue to grow that and build onto the staff. Just got to figure out where to put them in here.
Mm-hmm. And how large is the staff now?
So we've got 18 people. We added on three when we purchased Knoxville Insurance. And they've been tremendous people here to work with.
And what's the vision? Give me 10 years down the road. What's the McKay Group in 10 years?
I don't know. We'll have to see. There will definitely be growth. We may have to add on to the building. We don't know yet. I'd love to have that problem. So we'll see. We continue to work with people outside of Knoxville, which is great. We've got clients in over 40 states. I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is that we're not just the corner insurance agency, we're all over, and we can continue to grow that market too.
And so that's outside money coming in,
yeah,
that's being spent in the community. So that's,
yeah, if we were to take a look, we have a lot in the state of Iowa, but we're in Des Moines often. We've got a lot of commercial accounts, a lot of businesses in Des Moines that purchase insurance or any of our other services from us, and that's great to see bringing that back to our town as opposed to folks from Knoxville buying things in Des Moines.
Yeah, it's nice to grow jobs in Knoxville.
Yeah.
Or in Marion County.
Yeah, that's one thing I've always enjoyed, is this is my hometown, and I if we're going to grow it, we have to take it upon ourselves to make that happen, and let's create some jobs and see what we can do here.
Thanks to Todd Chambers for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.